This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. 11:30, we should have the governor talking about homemade meatballs or ravioli or gnocchi or who knows what. That'll be happening right here on News Radio 930. For those of you who think we're out of the woods, thank you, Caitlin Dewey, for your report in the Buffalo News. Here's a quote. "The virus is not gone. The virus will not be gone anytime soon," said Dr. Peter Winkelstein, the executive director of the Institute for Healthcare Informatics at UB. "We are controlling it right now, largely through social distancing, and that's working. But we're sitting on a powder keg, and if we lift the lid too quickly, it will blow up." And see, that's the scary part, because if we do lift it too quickly and it blows up, it'll make what we've gone through look like small change. It'll be worse. And for those of you who don't like what's going on now, and I think that's all of us, we don't have much choice. Have a little patience, because if we get out too early, especially with the social distancing and what they're doing now, if we get out too early and it overwhelms the system, it'll be chaos, and we definitely don't want that. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN. Hello, Fred. I do not hear Fred. Is Fred there? Can you tell?
Pardon me?
Hi, Fred. You're on WBEN.
Okay. I guess I have to agree with that. The one caller a couple back that mentioned he would not want to have his food brought to the curb, or
groceries to the curb.
There are just too many questions about that in my mind. First of all, you got to know the guy that's doing the picking for you doesn't have the
the right stuff. Well, he'd have to be tightly monitored. The reason they're talking about this is because as they're filling the shelves and taking care of customers, the total cumulative number of people they see each day is very high.
Yeah.
And I think the last count was 34 employees have perished so far from the virus. So that's what they're trying to do. But I don't think curbside is the answer. Delivering them to your house, it's a good emergency measure, but I don't know if that's the answer either.
No. I think the best thing they could do is say, no mask, no come in the store.
You know, I just came up with an idea. And I had not thought of this before, and it seems to fit what we're talking about with the grocery stores. What about a food truck not the kind of food truck that we have now, which are fine, keep those, but a food truck that had a small number of a lot of different articles, pulls into an area, rings the bell, people come out, stand in line, and go in there, and whatever's in there, you could pick through. Now, it'd have to be maybe a food truck with a trailer on the back of it, and you go in one at a time, and as you walk through the trailer, boom, 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 you get what you want. And then as you get out, you pay for it, and you're there. You're already at home, and that might not be a bad idea. I haven't fleshed that out, but I think that's decent. What's going on with you today, Fred?
Oh, not much. I'm waiting for the temperature to get up there to 70 today.
70. We're going to be 47. So
well, that's why I mentioned it.
I know, Fred. You are a bad, bad guy, Fred, but we still love talking to you.
Well, that's about it.
Okay, Fred. Have a good day, and we'll maybe talk to you later in the week. Thank you. That is Fred. What do you guys think of the idea of a food truck? It's like a tractor trailer comes into a neighborhood, rings the bell, just like they used to with the ice cream man, and now the food truck.
I love the idea. In fact, I would like it even better if he just parked in front of my house. I've also suggested a driving bar to go around up and down the streets, and you have all the dads chasing it down to get a beer or a mixed drink
yeah,
as they
so
go
they
by.
They don't have to drink and drive. They can just walk and drink.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it'd have to be a tractor trailer for sure. Pull in the yard. Suddenly there's the alarm. You go out and you've got bags and you just get what you want and it'll save you a trip. Now, maybe you couldn't do all your grocery shopping, but it might cut down on it.
Sure.
I think that'd be a decent idea. Okay, Mr. Beamer, you got plenty and plenty and plenty and more of Facebook. What do you got?
Yes, you know, everyone's at home. They're on the computer. They're leaving the messages on Facebook. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. All right, so the question on Facebook is, are you taking the COVID virus more seriously now than before? And Paula says no, because I've taken it seriously since it was in China. My doctor warned me of this from the onset, so I've been vigilant and will remain that way. It's really no different a lifestyle that all immune suppressed lived. I'm sorry. No big deal. Stay safe, stay well. We'll get through this as long as everyone is in the fight together.
Well, good, good. You know, as I think it through, for those who have had it up to your eyeballs, okay, if you've had it up to your eyeballs because you're not working and you're not earning a paycheck, I can understand that. I can totally understand that, because it's not like you can enjoy any time home knowing, even if you got some projects to do or something like that, knowing that when they lift it, basically, even if it's a small number or a large number, you're not going to have a job to go back to. I totally understand that. What I totally don't understand is, we've got to do it because I'm bored. Well, la-di-da, you're bored. If you can't keep yourself amused, figure something else to do. Leave the rest of us alone. We're just trying to survive this thing. Another one, Mr. Beamer, please.
Yeah, Robin, not on the same page. She says, less than ever. It's obvious it was hyped before it even got here. I remember hearing tales of people dying in the streets in Chinese cities. It is basically a cold, and vast majority of deaths are very old people with pre-existing conditions.
Well, I guess to you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, human beings, even if there's more than 100,000. I don't have all the numbers with me, but I do have some Western New York totals. The number of positive tests, 2,732. The number of deaths, 160 deaths, just here. Just in our own little neighborhood, 160 deaths. Do you think that's a hype? I mean, really, how can you disregard a human being? A human being who probably was married at one time or another, probably had children, who also had children, who belonged to this club or that club or went to the Sabres game or the Bills or had a picnic and you were invited to their house. That's just local. I hate it when people think of human beings only in total numbers, but I gave you that as an example of why we should care. I don't think that's hype. And it's over 100,000, I'm sure. I don't memorize the numbers. Actually, I let the numbers slide because they change all the time, okay? But I know it's over 100,000 easily. And New York State, being in New York State, we are the worst one by far. If you look at the total deaths in the country, New York leads by a lot. And you think that is a hype? It's not a hype if you know somebody. It's certainly not a hype if you're related to somebody, if you work with somebody, if you're a neighbor of that somebody. It's not a hype. Let's go back to the station, and then we'll come back for the last segment, because today at 11:30, it's Andrew, my meatballs are the best Cuomo. Here, you think you come up with an original idea. I thought, you know, when they're talking about maybe not letting people into grocery stores, just having curbside or home delivery, and I said, why not a truck, like a food truck, except the food truck has different menu items. So you have a grocery food truck, and it has the various things that are in the supermarket. It would have to be a big 18-wheeler for sure, okay? But if you had it and you went to the different neighborhoods, I think you'd sell it out pretty quickly. And then somebody texted when they were young, when they were a kid, that's exactly what they had. A truck would pull in, had produce in it, had baked goods in it, had milk, and you could have a refrigerated section easily. A lot of those boxes are refrigerated. So the bottom line is, I thought I came up with a good idea. I thought I should go out and buy a tractor trailer until we find out from this guy that, oh yeah, that's old hat. That's been done before. I think you'd have a chance of making it happen now if they made those changes to the grocery stores. All right, let's see. We're expecting Governor Cuomo to be speaking in about 6 minutes. He's usually pretty accurate on time. Let's go to Dave on line four. There once was a hermit named Dave. Dave on line four, you're on WBEN.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Attaboy, Dave, you're on board. What's going on?
Well, here's what's going on. I have a suggestion to open up the country, what might actually get it opened up. And it's
okay.
Just sarcasm here.
Okay.
I think if all the folks who are making these decisions, like the governors and the congressmen and the senators and all the people advocating for the shutdown, like the news people and radio talk show hosts, some of them, all of those folks should also give up their salaries and give up their businesses and contribute all that money to whoever they want, some charity or something. And I think if that was required to happen, we'd have some shared sacrifice in this country. And I wouldn't be surprised if decisions got changed and the country opened up a lot sooner.
Well, I like part of what you said, obviously. You know, we send our money. Well, we don't send it. They take it. They take our money for government. Then they decide who gets what. But while they're deciding who gets what, no matter whether you don't get anything or not, they get paid. How about this? If they're looking at appropriations bills like this that shut down industries, they should forfeit part of their salary until they make a decision. They didn't even have to earn this money. They're just taking it from us, and they're putting pork in it, kind of thing that load up with their favorite projects. We're getting all kinds of things that are questionable because they know that even though the Democrats are getting bad publicity, they're getting some of the stuff that they want under the gun. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Whether everybody should give up their salaries for everything, I mean, that doesn't make much sense at all. So basically, I want to know how you feel about it. The governor should be on in about 4 minutes. Mr. Beamer, rather than start a call here, why don't you give me a couple of Facebooks.
Yeah, but Sandy, just real quick, I wanted to say what you said about the last Facebook we read, you know, the people saying, you know, oh, it's just a few deaths, it's overhyped. You know, I've been saying all weekend, this is the United States of America. You know, if we can prevent one death, we should. We shouldn't be accepting, oh, that people are going to die. Like, I hate
I find it abhorrent that we have an over and under. What, does it have to get to a million deaths, then you'll care? You'll care. You'll damn well care if it's one person, if it's a person that's close to you.
Right. You see those numbers, like 600 people die in a 24-hour time span. That's 600 families that are mourning. You know, I mean, just think if it was someone close to you.
I'd like a television newscast to put 600, if it's 600 for the day, actually put 600 people on a set and show you what 600 people look like. And then you expand that out to their relatives, their friends, their coworkers, and you see how important that group of people were to think that, oh, it's only 600 today. Yesterday it was 700, so I'm feeling really good. I'm not feeling good about any of this.
Exactly.
So I'm glad you explained that. I think we got time for at least one more before the news.
Yep, Ruth says, I am taking it most seriously now than I ever had. Unfortunately, a friend who took all the right precautions has gotten it, and she has been laid up in the hospital with the virus. I am now taking it very seriously, and obviously my prayers are with her.
Sure, and as I said, I have a relative in Massachusetts that's been diagnosed with it. And John Prine took his life. Big Wheelie took his life. And that's within a couple of weeks. Think about it. There are no throwaway lives. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.